Every year, hundreds of thousands of cardiac arrests occur outside the hospital setting. Survival often depends on the timely use of CPR and automated external defibrillators known as AEDs. AEDs are now common in high-traffic places like airports and stadiums, but many schools, especially in rural areas, don't have them. Sudden cardiac arrest can happen to people of all ages, and access to an AED is critical to save lives. Here's Dr. Sean Mohan, cardiologist with Kentucky Children's Hospital.
Having access to an AED increases your chance of survival, particularly in resource-poor areas where the infrastructure, where it may be hard for an ambulance to get to you in time. Like even if someone like manages to recognize someone going down, starting chest compressions, and it's been shown that if you increase the access to AEDs, survival from cardiac arrest goes up significantly.
Kentucky Children's Hospital is an affiliate of Project ATOM, a national program that helps schools build a comprehensive plan including CPR and AEDs to prevent sudden cardiac death. Schools that work with Project ATOM earn a heart-safe designation to show that they are prepared to respond to a cardiac emergency.
They need to have AEDs on site. They also need to have, they have to show that they have an infrastructure in place that someone is checking these AEDs periodically, and also they do drills. So like if someone actually goes down, that they have a system in place for how are you gonna notify EMS? Like who's gonna grab the AED? Who's gonna start CPR? When they feel that they're ready, they reach out to us and then we try to find a date on the calendar. And usually a team of us from Kentucky Children's Project ATOM will go and we simulate a drill with a mannequin, with a AED. And we basically go through a checklist of, all right, person went down. How soon was EMS called? How soon did you start CPR? We try to give them feedback. And there obviously has to be some objectivity to it. So they have to meet certain points and check marks, and that's how they become heart safe.
Project ATOM in Kentucky is off to a strong start, and Mohan says the goal is to get as many schools as possible designated heart safe through the program.
We've been proud to say that we were able to get every public high school in Fayette County heart safe. We still have to kind of go for the middle schools, the elementary schools, and you know, we have partners in Norton Children's as well. They have a Project ATOM chapter and they're working in their local communities. But yeah, this is a statewide thing, which is kind of fun and proud to kind of be at the beginning of all.
For UK at the Half, I'm Allison Perry.